This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, February 2nd, 2025. Faith, sharing it.
Well, hi, Connection Church. I'm Carrie Jones, one of the pastors. I want to thank you so much for all of the prayers, for the texts, for the calls, for the meals, for the goodies. I had, for those of you that may not know, I had a total knee replacement last Friday, January 24th, and I'm doing really well. It's going. I'm doing PT, got my trusty cane here, and just feeling the love. God is a great physician, and he's using each one of you to help carry me. I'm not going to be preaching today, but I will be around. You might see me. Today, we're going to finish our series on faith. And this week, we're talking about sharing your faith. Now, you're going to hear a couple of really cool testimonies from people in our church who are going to share how they share their faith. And Alan will be sharing the message, so that'll be really, really great. I wanted to share the Great Commission. And this is Matthew 28. And this is a mandate. This isn't like a maybe. This is like go. It says, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. Best part here. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. But it's really not an option as believers of Jesus to just keep it to ourselves. It's such good news. And sharing it with others is really our thank you note to God for what he's done. So Connection, I love you. I'll see you next week. And now, here's Alan.
Thank you, Carrie. Good morning, Connection Church.
Morning.
Yeah, this is just a glorious it's just cold, isn't it? Cold morning to be part of God's creation. Amen? Amen. Amen. Here in the sanctuary, there at home, it is so good to be with each and every one of you as we share in the message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We worship, praise, and just glorify him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we continue and finish our series on faith this morning, and this morning we're going to be talking about sharing our faith. So let's get right to it. Let's pray. Most holy God, I thank you. I thank you for so many things, but most of all, I thank you for our saving grace in Jesus Christ. I thank you for the opportunity to gather this morning in your name. We worship you and praise you, glorify you. Please help us to ever be focused on you, Lord. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we all gathered and said, amen. Amen. Sharing faith. I did a little internet research on this topic of sharing faith. And what was interesting is how often the number 7 came up in the titles of what virtually every title had 7. And let me give you an example. 7 ways to share, not 6, not 8, not 5, 7 ways to share your faith. 7 tips for sharing your faith. 7 ways to prepare to share your faith. 7 steps to sharing your faith and leading the people to Jesus. 7 ways to share your faith at work. And it goes on and on and on. My favorite, though, and one we'll be drawing on this morning some, was 7 ways to share your faith without being a jerk. You know, that's good because, yeah, have you had somebody who was just kind of, they wanted to share their faith and just, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know somebody, maybe it was you. No, I'm kidding. You know what I'm talking about here. We the last thing we want to be is a jerk. This is a guy named Silverio Gonzalez from Core Christiana back in 2018 gave us that 7 steps for sharing. Okay, so let's get started. Number one out of the 7 ways of sharing without being a jerk. Number one, kindness should be at the center of sharing your faith. Kindness. Sharing your faith doesn't have to be a knockdown, drag out debate with the other person, pushing them away rather than drawing them in. Am I making sense here? Is this Is this connecting? I hope so. Whenever we share with someone our beliefs, we should always be respectful. We should be kind. We should be gentle. Jesus didn't get into arguments about faith other than maybe with the churchified people of the day. You know, to those who were far from God, Jesus offered kindness and compassion and love. Above all else, love. We think back to that story. We've shared it often back in John 8, the story of the woman who was caught in adultery. And, you know, the scribes and Pharisees, they brought this woman to Jesus. They were using her to test Jesus. They were using, abusing this woman because their thoughts were not genuine here. They were trying to catch Jesus in a problem here. And so they brought her out, and she said, you know, the law says this woman should be stoned. What do you say? What do you say, Jesus? In other words, whatever he said, it's not going to go well. Either way, you know, it's one of those dilemmas. And he said simply this, the one of you without sin cast the first stone. I love that. I love that. That was brilliant. And he looked down, he continued to draw in the dirt, and one by one her accusers left. And they had no response to that, did they? I mean, what are you going to say? And he told the woman, there's no one left here to condemn you, and neither will I. Wow. Wow. He didn't condemn, but he loved her enough to share truth with her, telling her as she went, go and sin no more. He didn't share faith with hate and condemnation. Instead, he drew the people around him to himself with loving kindness and truth. He always shared truth. And we're called to do the same. When people know we care, they are drawn into what we are sharing, to what we're saying to them. When we are Christ-like in our approach, that they realize we have something they want. And that's not being difficult. It's being loving. That's what people want, isn't it? We have a video of Doris Harmon and Sarah Sparks telling us how they share their faith. Check out how they do this in a gentle, genuine, caring, loving way. Doris, Sarah?
I share my faith by just helping people that need help. I'm not much of a talker, but I want to let people know that Christ loved them. So I try to let my light shine with whatever I do or whatever I say to people, just by leading by example. When I see my neighbors, some speak, some don't, I always have a smile, always willing to help, or just tell them that have a nice day, you know, because God loves them, and so do I. I also share by just helping children. I have a love for children. Just showing my grandchildren how I walk, you know, how you love, how you speak, being kind, saying something nice, encouraging people, and I love to be an encouragement to other people.
I share my faith in the things that I do, also by testifying, be a witness for the Lord wherever you go. And you know, sometimes people just need a warm smile or a warm hug. And so if I'm out shopping or whatever, and I see somebody coming in who's on crutches or I have a walker, I stay and hold the door for them. And then when they get through, I say, God loves you, bless you. And I think that the more we try to just love one another, we are sharing our faith. I'm one of the helpers for the nursery children, and they have such a beautiful room, and they're so energetic, and they just take everything in. These children, they're just eating this up. And so the more that we can love them and teach them about God, the more that they will love each other.
Mm. Yeah. A couple Christ-centered, Holy Spirit-filled women, aren't they? And you notice how they said, they talk some, but sometimes just through their actions, just through holding the door for someone, you can share your love of Jesus with those around you. Glorious. Number two, honesty shows and gains respect. When you share your faith with others, it's crucial that you be real, that you be honest and real. Don't put on some spiritual front, some show, acting like you are fearless with no doubts, worries, or sins when you're sharing your faith with others. And people ask you a question you don't know the answer to. It's a real simple answer. I don't know. But I'll see what I can do to find out, right? Jeez. Worst thing we can do, sharing our faith, pretend to be something we're not. Makes me think of Thomas the disciple. He wasn't with the other disciples when they first saw Jesus after the resurrection. And so they told him they'd seen the Lord. He said to them that unless he saw the marks, the nail marks in his hands, and unless he could place his hand in the wound in Jesus' side, he would never believe. We call Thomas a doubter, right? Doubting Thomas. I think Thomas was just keeping it real. He was no pretender. He wasn't going to say it unless he believed it. So 8 days later, when Jesus came and stood among the disciples, he told Thomas to touch his hand. Come here, touch it. See, Jesus doesn't shy away from our doubts. Come here, let me show it to you. Let me prove it to you. Put your hand here. Believe. Well, at that point, Thomas didn't have to touch it, did he? He never touched it, no. Now, Jesus did give me opportunity. Jesus likes to keep it real as well. And he wants it the same from us. Honesty, respect, keep it real. Number three tells us that ordinary conversations matter the most. You don't need some special formula, method, or program to share your faith. You don't have to sound like you just graduated from seminary with some kind of doctorate in ministry. Yay, brother. No. You just need to have honest, ordinary, respectful, kind conversations with people. In fact, the worst thing we can do is sound all high and mighty when we're trying to share our faith. Sometimes the easiest thing is just ask a question. A simple question can start a great conversation. Maybe a question as simple as, so what are your thoughts on Jesus? Can we talk about Jesus? How about this one? This one is a real good question. What can I pray for you? What can I pray for? There, very few people are going to say, I don't want your prayers. And if they do, then that starts a whole nother conversation. Yeah. If they don't want to talk, they'll let you know. Getting into discussion where you force your beliefs on people doesn't work. We need to be patient. Let them know you're ready to talk when they're ready to talk. Let them know they can call you anytime. Reminds me of the scripture found in Revelation 3:20. This is what Jesus shares, the risen Christ. This is in Revelation. Check out what he says. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you've ever seen a picture, there's a famous painting of this. And he's at the door. There's no handle on his side in that painting. It's really interesting. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, if you open the door, I will come in to him, dine with him. You ever notice how a meal is always that social? It's more than just food, isn't it? It's why we have church dinners. It's social. It's when we get to know each other. Opens the door, I will come in and dine with him, and he, she with me. I love this scripture. Jesus is a gentleman. He never forces his way, but he gives us the opportunity to come in. Come in. Yeah. We should never force ourselves on our way. We give the other person the opportunity to talk about their faith, to ask questions about the faith, to just talk with each other about what we know. We just let our conversations be kind and respectful. That's most important. Honest. And share things ordinary, everyday, non-churchified language. We have a young lady here, Gabby Yeiser. And she has this TikTok thing she does. It's an ongoing conversation with people about faith. It is absolutely precious. Check it out.
To be the good in the world, you have to love each other as Jesus loves you. As it says in John 15:12, it says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." Everyone wants good in the world, yet they don't forgive each other and they don't love each other. Like, you're supposed to live like Jesus, and Jesus loves everyone, no matter what, which you have to be able to love one another as Jesus loves you to be able to be that good in the world. Because not everyone forgives each other or forgives their enemies or someone that has hurt them, which that's not good because we are called to love each other as Jesus loves you, which I hope everyone's had a great day and Eagles won, so it's been a good day. And remember, Jesus loves you.
You gotta love her. You gotta love her. You know, it's so simple. She sets her phone up. It looked like her bedroom, right? Yeah, I think it's a TikTok. And what was that? It wasn't even, I'm not even sure if it was a minute, but she shared her, she's talked to people in everyday life. Hey, this is me. Here I am. Check it out. I think that is just glorious, don't you? She's gutsy. That's a gutsy girl there, let me tell you. Number four tells you you can only share what you know. Can only share what you know. Talking about gospel, sharing your faith in Jesus with others requires a certain amount of familiarity. It's tough to talk about people what you don't know. That's why prayer and scripture are so important. Reading and knowing the Bible, being in personal, intimate conversation with God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, seeking to know God's will for your life. That only happens when you are in prayer-filled communication. Only happens when you're familiar with who God is and what God does. And you only get familiar with that by praying and reading God's Word, the Bible. We're reminded here of what we are told in 2 Timothy 3:16. You ever notice how 3:16, several different places in the Bible, that's a crucial scripture. Here it is again. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17, New International Version. All scripture is God breathed. Don't you love that? God breathed. God sends it forth. He breathed into it and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for what? Every good work. That's how you get equipped to share your faith. You read that God-breathed scriptures. Golly day. Yeah. It's important to know your Bible and to be able to talk with knowledge about who God is and what God does. Number five, share the actual gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Okay, we don't talk a whole lot about hell here, do we? Yeah. It's not because we don't believe it. Hell is very real, absolutely. And we don't sugarcoat it when we talk about it. It's definitely not where I want to spend eternity. How about you? How many here want to spend eternity in hell? Yeah, hello. Well, we do know this, there's consequence to sin, right? And hell is the consequence without Jesus Christ. We all know that. But here's the thing. If Jesus is our guide, if he's our leader, if he's our mentor, Jesus talked a whole lot about heaven than he talked about hell. And that's why we focus on it, because that's what he taught. How many scriptures go, the kingdom of heaven is like, and then he goes on to give us a parable. I rarely see Jesus saying, hey, the kingdom of hell is like. We all know we don't want to go there, don't we? Yeah, hello. Yeah. He spent a whole lot more time focusing on the good news than he did on the bad news. And that's because that's what he wants us thinking about. He wants us thinking good news, not bad news. You know, the truth is, we don't have to remind most people that they're sinners. Do I need to remind any of you? And you don't need to remind me. I'm well aware that I come short there. What we need, though, to remind people of is that God loves them. That's what we sometimes forget, don't we? Well, we know we're saying, sometimes we need to be reminded that God loves us. Each and every one of us, no matter what we've done, God loves you. Yeah. In fact, God loves you so much that he sacrificed his one and only son. You've heard this 1,000 times maybe, but it always bears repeating. God loves so much that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have what? Eternal life. That's John 3:16. That's our go-to scripture, isn't it? If you've heard it once, maybe you've heard 100, maybe 1,000 times, but we can never hear that too much, can we? But I always wanted you to remember, don't stop at the end of 16, but go on to John 3:17. Because that's just as important. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Isn't that just absolutely glorious? Sharing our faith means telling the people of the world that Jesus didn't come to condemn them, but he came to save them through him because he loves them. Listen to what John Gosman has to say about sharing faith. Here we go, John.
It's just how you share your faith, and that's a pretty big challenge, right? It starts with how you learn about your faith, and that's a progressive thing. And that takes me back to when I was just a kid. My dad would come home from working his part-time job on his lunch break in the evening in his Hess outfit. Big patch on the back, stripes down the leg, looked like a prisoner. But he would come home just to say prayers with me and my brother and my sister. And he'd get on his knees and he'd pray with us and say, you kids, we do the Lord's Prayer. And I love smelling that smell of gas on him. And every time I pump gas, it reminds me of my dad and the faith that he instilled in me at a very young age, and all of us kids. And that has kind of carried me through. And with all of us, we develop and we grow our faith. And then once we come to a realization that we need to be bold, and that's like a light switch, really. And for me, it was. A light switch just goes off and says, I need to be bold about my faith. I need to share it with people. And that can be done in many, many ways for everybody's individual. God uses us all differently. The most important thing is to be in his will every day. And God will put you in places every single day if we just take our time. If we just take the time to listen and look and hear, use our ears. And my daddy used to say, son, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. Listen twice as much as you talk. And that brings me to how I share my faith a lot of times is just being able to be open to listen to people, to catch those nuances when somebody may be hurting or may be in need, to be able to respond to them in a loving, caring way the way Jesus would, and to reflect God's love because we are made in his image. And our job as Christians, little Christs, is to reflect him the best we possibly can. Sometimes it could just be to hold someone's hand. Sometimes it could be out in the mission field. It could be helping someone along. It could be playing worship music somewhere. It could be praying with people. Prayer is such a big part of my life. That's really what drives my faith. And being obedient to his will and to his word. And when you hear him speak, be able to step out of your comfort zone a lot of times. A lot of times I said, nah, that ain't for, you really don't want me to be doing that. And he would say, yeah, I really do want you to be doing that. And that's what's up. It's all faith. It's all a faith issue. It's about doing things and believing in the things that you just have to trust. You can't see it. It's not tangible until you're in that situation and you have those aha moments. You go, ah, this is where you want me to be, Lord. This is what you want me to be doing. This is what you want me to be saying. This is what you want me to be listening to and how you want me to react to people. But it's always to be obedient with love and grace and humility with people. So that's how I share my faith.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're talking about his dad, and my dad used to deliver oil, and anytime I smell oil, it reminds me of 6 years old, hugging him when he came home from work, you know, and just said, Sonny, how the olfactory sense, huh, what it takes us back to, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah. John's father told him, you have two ears and one mouth. We've talked about that here before, haven't we? And that's number six here. Two ears and one mouth. Listen twice as much as you talk. Sharing our faith, we need to keep in mind to listen. How often when we share, we just feel we have to just fill them up. We got to listen to what the other person's saying, to truly listen to them. If we would carefully listen, we might hear what's important to them. We might hear what their hopes and dreams are. We might hear what it is about Jesus that they need to hear. If we truly listen, we might learn to share our faith in a way that would be important to them. Hear the words of Proverbs 13:3. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. Last but not least, number seven. When we share our faith, remember that we need to persevere. You know, not everybody comes completely and fully to Christ first hearing. Sometimes we need to persevere. We're in it for the long haul. You maybe have known people you've talked to, not for days, weeks, or months, but even for years until they finally get it. Amen? Amen. Got to expect people will have questions. You have to expect people will express some doubts, to not just take things at face value. Learning, especially new things, takes time. People need to chew on things, consider them, let them rattle around in the brain a little bit. Holy Spirit, it's time to work on that other person, to give them insights, to implant things in their brains, in their souls. Allow them time to react to what we said to them. You got to remember this. What we're talking about here has eternal impact. Do you ever think about that? You're talking about somebody about Jesus. It's got an eternal impact. Wow. Eternity, that's a really long time. A real long time. And God uses us. This is what I find incredible. God uses you and me to share our faith with others and to maybe influence that eternity. Wow. Think about that for a minute. The responsibility that we have. Remember that Jesus, also remember this, the whole person doesn't come to Christ at once. Some people do. Some people, it's boom. But some people, it's kind of almost like a slow fade, so to speak. I remember a former pastor of ours when we were down in Seaford, before Carrie and I went into ministry. And he talked about this kind of progression where at first his mind was kind of converted and then his soul. And my favorite was that then his wallet was converted. Sometimes that wallet's the toughest conversion of all, isn't it? But then it was the wallet, and then, you know, bit by bit, you know, oftentimes it's not a whoop, but piece by piece, by piece, and then on from there. Sometimes change comes in stages. And so we have to be patient with people as we share faith with them and allow the other person time to react, to connect. Gotta remember, sharing is caring. And that's more than just a cute little phrase. Sharing is caring. When we share our faith with others, always do it with care. Always do it with care. Sharing the love of Christ as we share our faith in Him. That's the good news. That's the good news. Let's believe it. Let's live it. Let's share it. Let's pray. Most holy God, I thank you today for what you share with us in this message. Some ways to share your faith without being a jerk. Please help us to always be caring as we share. Please help us to share love as we share our faith. Please help us to listen to other people and not be so busy talking that we don't hear what they have to say. Help us to be more Christ-like in our approach as we share the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we pray today. All those gathered said, amen.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people with Jesus and the new life He offers.